السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ تعالی وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. اما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ما نقصت صدقة من مال. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, zakat is one of the important rukn and pillar of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted zakat in the Holy Quran 32 times, and about 28 times Allah Ta'ala linked it with the salah, wa aqimus salah wa atuz zakah. And as salat is the common amongst the old anbiya alayhim salam and their sharia, likewise zakat also common and practice by all the prophets and anbiya alayhim salam in past. As we know, upon the Bani Israel, the sharia of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, zakat was 10%, and one of the reason of Namrud to be destroyed and swallowed by the earth is because of refusing and rejecting to pay the zakat. That was the main problem. Zakat means, in Arabic terms, to grow something, to increase, and to purify. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. That person became successful who purified himself. So when a person is paying zakat, 2.5% out of his nisab, whatever left over after one lunar year passed, 12 months Islamic calendar, then on the silver, gold, and cash and properties, there is 2.5% he has to pay. So, if a person is paying 2.5%, the rest of the zakat, mal, and wealth become clear and pure, and 97.5% it becomes clear for him to use it. And the zakat became compulsory in the very beginning period of Islam. In Surah Al-Muzzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already mentioned about the zakat. But initially, the amount and nisab was not fixed. That whatever amount anyone feel to give zakat, he used to take it out. It's upon him. And that's why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much zakat should we pay? Wa yas'alunaka 'anil anfal. Qul al-'af. They are asking you about the mal, the leftover, the extra wealth, how much they should pay. So initial hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Arshad, can you just take it a little bit farther? It's disturbing. Jazakallah. So, kulil affa. Affa means whatever you use it for your family, for your household, and whatever is left over, don't keep it. Don't deposit in the bank. Give it away. That was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning. But then, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrate from Makkah Mukarramah to Madina Munawwara, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed a proper nisab of the zakat. إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين والمؤلفة قلوبهم في الرقاب والغارب في سبيل الله ابن السبيل. So these eight categories Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in Surah At-Tawbah later on in Madinah Munawwara. Since then, in the proper manner, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam organized Baytul Mal. And he appointed certain Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum as an employee to go and collect the zakat from the wealthy people. So that was a proper system, and the people who were collecting zakat regularly from the people and bringing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to deposit in Baytul Mal, and from there is to be distributed among the needy and destitute people. There are so many benefits, my brothers and sisters, in giving the zakat. It is not ihsan of the rich people onto the poor and needy. Rather, it is their haq and right. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. That the in a wealth of the rich people, there is a certain amount, حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ, which is 2.5%, لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ, for those who are beggars, homeless people, and those who are mahroom and deprived of the wealth. So they're not doing any ihsan by paying zakat. It's just like at the time arise, we have to pray salat. At the month of Ramadan comes, we have to fast. We're not doing ihsan upon anyone by fasting, staying hungry and thirsty. It's doing for ourselves. Likewise, zakat also, when you take out zakat, it is for your own benefit. And how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciating. Although the wealth is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this dawlat, this ni'mat, this bounty, this favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon the certain people. It is His favor. No one is born with the gold and silver in his hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him intellect and ability and asbab to earn the money. And that's how he become rich, through the business or property, whatever sabab and means. So, it is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from that money he has to take out only one time in the year, and that is also very minimum. It's less than our sales tax and income tax and government tax. It's only 2.5%. Right? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'ti yawmun la bay'un fihi wa la qullatun wa la shafa'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging that, O believers, O who you believe, take out zakat from that wealth which we have granted. Mimma razakna. It is our favor upon you. We have granted you wealth. Now it is your duty to take out from there for the needy and destitute people. Before the day will come, there will no friendship will help you. There is no wealth can help you. Is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in that who is a rich person, or what you regard as your wealth? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim replied, a person who accumulate the wealth, who amass the wealth, he is a rich person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, in reality whatever you deposit in the bank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is your wealth. Whatever you give, sadaqah, charity, donation for the sake of Allah, fi sabilillah, whatever amount, that is your earning for hereafter. That is your, you know, bank account in hereafter. Rest of the wealth is going to stay here in this dunya. We came in this world empty-handed. We're going to go from this world empty-handed. We won't take it anything other than our coffin. And that is also fortunate person who will get the coffin and grave. Otherwise, people just die and they don't even have the coffin and grave in Salatul Janazah. Right? So we never know how we're going to end up our life. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when a person enter into the paradise, then he's going to enjoy his life forever. He will have no anxiety, no worry, no concern, no regret of anything. But in Jannah, he will regret for one thing. And that is that Allah give me the second chance, let me go back into dunya, and I will spend my entire wealth for you. Meaning, when he will see the reward of the sadaqat and khairat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant in paradise, he will wish, I would you spend more money, entire wealth in fi sabilillah, so today I would get more and better paradise. That's only one regret a jannati will have. That send me back and I'll spend my entire wealth for your sake. So while we are breathing, my brothers and sisters, while we have opportunity, we should not be stingy. I know by default, the love of wealth is in our nature. That is for sure. We all love the wealth, and that is by default. No one wants to give the money. But we have to sacrifice and control our nafs and desire in order to get a better in hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. O believers, spend your wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. And don't tight up your hands to the destruction, meaning don't hold off. You have the money, and you know somebody in need of, dire need, from your family, from your friends, from your neighborhood, and you know his situation, he need really, really help, and you're not giving him. You're holding yourself. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا. Do the favor. This is the attribute, this is the sifat, which love by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. A person who is doing ihsan and favor to others in fulfilling his needs and necessities of this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate and grant him a return in paradise. Allah ta'ala says, man zalladhi yukridu Allah kardan hasana fa yudaifuhu ad'afan kaseera. Who is there who is giving loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us that who is there who is giving loan? Meaning Allah Ta'ala is not poor, he has all the treasures. But just to encourage the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this criteria that you giving the loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is not going to be destroyed. It is very safe in your deposit in hereafter in the bank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you give $1, Allah will multiply it several times, 700 times, even more according to ikhlas. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to bring one date, and Rasulullah said, this one date is equivalent to the Mount Uhud in reward. See, it all depends on your ikhlas, in your sincerity. And there are three kinds of sadaqat. One is the zakat, which is the compulsory upon the wealthy people once in a year, and there is fixed amount, 2.5%. Second is zakatul fitr, which is every Muslim male and female, old and young, even the children have to give certain amount end of the Ramadan before they're going to Salatul Eid. That is called Sadaqatul Fitr, Fitrana. And that is also every household have to give, regardless he's a poor or he's a young or adult or the young child. For everyone, that is the Fitrana, that is compulsory, wajib. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in one of the hadith that your fasting is suspended until you pay your Fitrana. So that is one thing that we should not hold it till the last day. Our back home is okay, we have beggars in front of the masjid, in Eidgah, but here in America we don't find. So if you bring the money on the Eid day and you put it in the box, it's going to remain over there. And it is wajib to pay your Fitrana, your Sadaqatul Fitr, prior to performing the Salatul Eid. That is called Fitrana. If Salatul Eid is finished and then you bring money, or you bring money the day that we don't have time to send it to the overseas, then your Fitrana, your Sadaqatul Fitr, Zakatul Fitr is not accepted. It will be in the category of general Sadaqah. It will not be called Sadaqatul Fitr, and it's going to deficiency of your fasting. Why we pay Sadaqatul Fitr? Ulama said, because whatever deficiency and shortcoming we have in our fasting, we did not proper fast. So this Sadaqatul Fitr will take over, will fulfill that faults and deficiency in our fasting. So it's very, very important that we should pay out our Zakatul Fitr prior to the day of Eid. You can pay any day during the month of Ramadan. Sooner is better, so we can organize and send this money to the overseas, to the needy and destitute people. And the third thing is Sadaqat. And that Sadaqat is general, and there is no fixed amount for it. Sadaqat meaning donation, charity, giving khairat, any time, any day, any amount, to anyone, even to the non-Muslim. Sadaqat is jais to give even to the non-Muslims. So here we are talking about the specific category, which is Zakat, which is compulsory upon a person. When a person becomes sahib nisab, that if he has 87.48 gram of gold or 612.36 gram of silver or equal value cash and 1 year pass, then the zakat becomes farz. In today's, because the price of the silver and gold is changing day by day, so the recent silver nisab is $1,800. If you have $1,800 extra in your cash, in your hand, then you are eligible to pay out zakat. As for the gold, it's about $15,000 to $18,000. If you have extra in your pocket, in your bank, as a safe deposit or savings account, etc., then you have to pay zakat this year, 2.5%. You have to calculate and pay it out. Zakat should be given as soon as possible. We don't have to wait for Ramadan. We have to fix our day or month, and the day we become sahib-e-nisab, from that day to the next year, after 12 months pass, we have to take out the zakat. So we don't have to wait for the Ramadan especially, but people have the habit of paying zakat during the month of Ramadan to get the more reward. Otherwise, it should be given as soon as possible, because there is no guarantee we're going to get the Ramadan or not. And if you did not pay your zakat, your obligatory is not done. So you should not wait for Ramadan. And zakat cannot be given, as Ulama explained, to any masjid or madrasa, hospital, orphan house, etc. Because in any structure or building is not entitled to take the zakat, to accept the zakat. Zakat is should be done, give and take. A person who is entitled to take the zakat, the faqir and miskin, destitute, he must hold that money. He must become malik of that amount. Then only your zakat must be paid off and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakat cannot be given to our own parents, grandparents, our own children, grandchildren, our spouses, and Sayyid and Hashimi families. These people are not entitled to give the zakat. Yes, you can help them with the clean money. Zakat can be given, we can give zakat to those who are poor, our own blood brothers, our sisters, our aunts and uncles, niece, nephew, in-laws. Keep in mind, if you give zakat, if your in-laws are poor, you get double reward, peace of mind, and I mean sila rahmi and the sadaqah. Rasulullah SAW said in one of the hadith, if you give sadaqah to any person, generally you will get one reward only for sadaqah. But same sadaqah or zakat, if you give it to your close relative who are entitled for the zakat, you will get the double reward. Sintani, sadaqatun wa silatun, double reward. So preferably you should look around in your household, in your close family members, here or back home, who is in need of zakat. And if he's entitled, you should prefer to give him zakat. And you don't have to tell him that this is the zakat money. He will feel bad. He will not accept. You just make a niyat in your heart and give it to him as a gift. Eid gift or for your children, clothing, this and that. Mention like gift and give it to him. Don't mention this is the zakat. But in your heart, when you are giving the zakat or prior to give the zakat, you have to make the niyat. If you don't make the niyat, your zakat will not be done. Niyat is compulsory. Innamal amalu bin niyat. Otherwise, it will be regarded as just a general donation and charity. But specifically for the zakat, the niyat is required. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon all these things. Brothers are encouraged to give your fitrana prior to, Eid comes, so you can distribute and send it to overseas.